Ideas are the perfect reason why we procrastinate. You don't believe me? Keep listening.
3, 2, 1.
How's it going, folks? I'm Jason and you're listening to 8 Minute Master. I'm here to accompany you as you go on about your day. And as you go on about your day, your mind may stumble upon dozens of ideas. Now, whether it be for business, your projects, your speeches, your arts, maybe even your dates. But ideas come to us on a day-to-day basis. But why is it that we don't execute on those ideas? Well, most of the time when I'm thinking of podcast episodes and topics, I find it hard to write. Not because I don't know what to say, but because when I start writing, it becomes messy. The idea becomes incomplete. It becomes hard to understand, and it leads to frustration. An idea not acted upon is a perfect idea. But that is all it is, an idea. And ideas, as we know, don't come with results. I know we all have our priorities, yet sometimes we find it extremely hard to do the things we have to do. I have been struggling to get rid of this too, so I thought, why not follow along with you listening to this, and let's both win our battles. I sat for a day and tried to break down why I leave things for tomorrow, and that tomorrow never comes. So before we move forward, we have to go back. Back to the first second of today's episode. Ideas, which leads to procrastination. This is because of perfectionism. Beating perfectionism isn't easy. It's a long, drawn-out battle. It's a battle with yourself. And it can only be won when you know that achieving what you want isn't easy. The process towards greatness is a path paved with multiple directions and invisible traps. But I guarantee you that if you take the high road, you will reach your destination. Let me share with you my story. I was a shy student and, frankly, I hated being shy. I did not know how to continue a conversation, and because of that, I decided to force myself to talk more. This talking more phase of mine started when I was in 11th grade. I talked more in front of the class, which led to opportunities to being part of youth parliaments and then Model United Nations, and all this participation led to becoming a discipline minister, which then gave me a chance to address my whole school. And as I moved on to college, I participated in debates, extracurriculars, which involved speaking, and my professor introduced me to Toastmasters, which then got me hooked into becoming a public speaker, and my desire to become a speaker led to learning more about communication, which then resulted into this podcast. I know I haven't achieved much, but going through the journey of becoming a shy person who couldn't hold conversations to now having a podcast is a personal achievement of mine. And this wouldn't have been possible if I wasn't ready to make mistakes and fail. So step number one in doing hard things is to accept the fact that the process may take some time. But eventually, as you move forward in your journey, things will fall in their respective places. As I continued my journey as a public speaker, I learned elements that a speaker must have while presenting. Eye contact, delivery style, pacing, how to write your content, audience engagement, facial expression, gestures, and so on. To some, it may be daunting because there are so many elements one must have to become an effective speaker. But in reality, you only need to have one skill to get started. That skill is the willingness to learn. Sir Dave Brailsford who joined as the head of the British cycling team in 2003, formerly known as Team Sky, followed a principle that led the championship-starved team to a dominating performance in the 2008 Beijing Olympics and continued their international domination in the 2012 Summer Olympics by setting 9 Olympic records and 7 world records. The principle that Sir Dave followed was the principle of aggregation of marginal change. He explains the principle as follows. The whole principle came from the idea that if you broke down everything you could think of that goes into riding a bike and then improve it by 1%, you will get a significant increase when you put them all together. What Sir Dave did was he focused on improving the team by making small, marginal improvements every day. They optimized the nutrition of the riders, their training schedule and program, adjusted their bike seats to become more ergonomic, their tires. Now these are obvious changes, but they did not stop there. They tested different massage gels, which leads to better recovery. They taught the riders how to wash their hands properly, so as to avoid infections. They searched for 1% improvements everywhere they could. Likewise, we can implement the same in completing the goals we set out to do. Having the ability to look at small improvements on a daily basis pushes procrastination aside because it gives our mind the ability to understand that small incremental progress is still progress. So lesson 2, apply the principle of aggregation of marginal change and watch yourself be productive on a day-to-day basis. Now the next lesson is something I found while cooking. It is complementary to the last lesson. Now imagine yourself trying to make an omelet. What are the ingredients you will need? Of course, you will need your eggs, your salt, and your oil. Basic. Although some may want vegetables on it, others may like meat or a combination of both, some may want to put cheese. But in India, we like to put a mixture of spices and onions. Regardless of your preference, omelette, like other dishes, is a combination of individual ingredients. Salt, egg, meat, vegetables can all be consumed by themselves. But put it together and voila, you create magic. This instance shows us that the whole is more than the sum of its parts. To achieve your dream body, you need a combination of knowledge about the human body, exercise, and nutrition. To become a great public speaker, you need to know about speaking style, speech writing, communication skills, and many other sub-skills. Most of our goals require sub-skills, which when combined together creates a bigger force. So break down the skills needed to achieve your objective. When we break down our dream into smaller skills, then you will see results faster, and in turn, you will be more motivated to crush your goal. Now let's talk about distractions. They're everywhere. Your phone, the parties you go to, snack breaks, people, noise, multitasking, TV, Netflix, YouTube, and so on. The actions and objects I mentioned in itself is not a distraction. They are only distractions when you have something you need to do and you end up wasting your time because, well, you aren't getting your work done. Environmental design is the secret to lessening the number of distractions you have around you. If you watch a lot of TV, quick tip, when you're done watching, put the remote inside a drawer. This way you'll feel lazy to open the TV the next time you feel like turning it on. Just by this small example, we can understand one phenomenon. Our ability to perform a habit isn't produced by our motive, but rather the number of steps required to perform that particular habit. Why is working out such a hard thing to do? Because you have to find your workout attire, you have to get dressed, you also need your water bottle and towel. And now you have to get to the gym, which is 5 kilometers away. Then you need to follow a program for working out. There are so many steps involved. what can you do to remove the hurdles which prevent you from working out? You can arrange your workout clothes before going to bed. You can fill your bottle. You can fold your towel and ta-da, you're all set. Now, whether you want to work out after waking up or when you come back from the office, your clothes are there waiting for you. Another thing you can do is, you can find the closest gym near your place. And this way you can minimize the commute, and at the same time you can interact with people who live in the proximity of your community. Craft your environment in a way that you don't have to think about building your habit. Your habit becomes the byproduct of your environment. You want to do more pull-ups? Install a pull-up bar above your doorway. I can guarantee you, you will do one or more pull-up every time you pass through that doorway. You want to reduce snacking? Put your snacks inside the cupboard. Out of sight, out of mind. Now, I know myself, and if I see chips lying around, I will end up eating it. Or maybe you want to focus more on your work and less on your phone. Well, you can put your phone away and put it in focus or work mode. If your phone does not have a focus or work mode, you can find an app in the App Store like Forest Stay Focused, which can help you eliminate phone distractions and maximize your productivity. And no, I'm not sponsored by Forest Stay Focused. But before we end today's episode, let's recall the four lessons for doing the hard things to help you reach your goal. Lesson 1, accept the fact that the process is long. Lesson 2, follow the principle of aggregation of marginal change. Lesson 3, the whole is more than the sum of its parts. Your goals are a combination of sub-skills, which means that learning those sub-skills will result into you accomplishing your goals. And lesson number 4, design your environment in a way that helps facilitate productivity. Goals, ideas, and objectives are assets we humans are fortunate to have. But in business, we don't simply try to acquire assets and sit on them. We try to grow them, we try to make them flourish and profit from them. So work towards your goals, execute your ideas, and crush your objectives. Keep in mind, an idea is always perfect when not acted upon. Act on your idea and make mistakes, because that is how you execute perfectly on an imperfect idea. And that's it for today, folks. This project has been long overdue. I really wanted to talk about how to do hard things because, as a matter of fact, I still am struggling. I'm struggling to write the script and finding topics to talk about. But so far, I have a lot of topics lined up for this coming month and the next. And with the help of these four lessons, I really was able to understand that podcasting is not really just about writing a script and talking on the mic. It takes a lot of research and reading, as well as content consumption through videos and audiobooks, to come up with ideas for the podcast, which is why I truly am grateful for you listening up to this point. And with all that being said, I just want to say thank you once more before we end today's podcast. You're listening to 8 Minute Master with Jason. Remember, keep crushing your goals. And of course, mastering.